Where did the name Shout Out Loud Prince come from?
Well, I started the business when I was 19, and...
How old are you now?
34.
Okay.
At the time, I was really into the band The Bouncing Souls, and one of my friends was like, you should call it Shout Out Loud Prince, because there's this line in the song, shouting out loud till the song doesn't do it, and I was like, sure.
Yeah.
I was like, sounds cool. It works. People like it. It's kind of a mouthful. It's a really long email address to have to give people, like, shoutoutloudprince.com, but... it's worked for us for this long. So.
How'd you get into Scrimpin'?
Friends and bands. Friends and bands, and I was like, I had done it a little bit in high school with the friends and bands, printing shirts for their bands, and I was like, this is cool, this is fun, this is kind of like my way to plug in, because at that time I didn't play music or anything. It was just like, everybody plays in a band, but I don't play in a band, I'm going to print your t-shirts. That's like my plug-in. And so I started by printing a lot for like local bands and things like that, and then threw a website up. And in 2004, not too many people had a website, and like for their business,
it was like GeoCities.
Yeah. Yahoo, and so at the time it was real easy to I was just printing out of my house. Yeah. And I would take an order over the internet and I would deliver the order, and everyone just assumed I was like the delivery guy, you know, but I was the person taking the orders and printing them and also delivering, so that they didn't have to come to my house and realize that I was just printing out of my house. Then from there, just kind of snowballed slowly but surely. It was me and one other guy for a number of years, and then over the last 5 or 6 years, we've really stepped up to now we have 15 employees.
Is it just you now as the owner? Or is it
I'm just the owner, yeah. Oh, just gotcha. Me. Just me. And
did you have to buy him out, or just?
No, it was he was just an employee. He worked. Oh, okay, he worked okay. With me for. He still works here. Since 2010, he started. You know, I taught him how to screen print, and he's stuck with me. And he's just been. He's done everything in the shop, and still here, still doing it. And as we grew, we just have added more people.
How do you know which role is you're ready to hire in?
We feel the need. We've been really slow. Like, we were really slow about growing, and have always been really slow about growing, where I've always tried to not get ahead of myself and to really make sure that we have the need for, whether it's a piece of equipment or someone on staff. It's like, all right, we need this because there's a bottleneck in production or something like that. And once we feel it enough, we're like, all right, we gotta hire someone on for this. And like over the last 2 years, it's been really crazy, because that was when I started to not do everything myself, you know, not be like super involved in every aspect of everything, where now I can just be the owner.
What do you mean, like, it got crazy? Like, the growth was a lot more?
Yeah, so we started taking on some bigger customers that had like regular ongoing needs, getting deliveries almost every day. And I was at that time either printing or doing some, you know, catching, doing something that had to do with that day's production, while also then trying to input POs, sell to customers, and stretch myself too thin.
Did that growth come before you stepped away, or did you step away and then you focused and then?
Before.
Oh, interesting.
So we were like, I mean, I was working 60 or 70 hours a week, just like keeping it all together, yeah. I guess. And then I was getting to a point where I was like, I need to make a change so that this is more sustainable. I started to put people in places like Austin, who's up front, who you met. While I was still doing all of that, I taught him how to do all the customer service stuff, because he had worked here doing stuff in the back. And I was like, you're a people's person. You're going to be good up front. Got him working up front, and that freed me up a little bit from doing customer service and taking orders and things like that. And then just slowly started to hand off the responsibilities to the people who had felt like a good fit.
Sure.
Where it was like, oh, you're good on the press. I'm gonna get you trained top to bottom on the press. And you know, Rachel is someone who is extremely detail oriented, so she does all of our checking in and basically all the fact checking and making sure that everything is right before it gets to production, and double checks all the POs or all the work orders and everything like that. And slowly filled in all the roles so that I was like, all right, I'm not having to do that too. And to where all of a sudden a year and a half ago, when we moved into here, I was like, all right, once we move into here, I'm managing now more so than production, doing everything.
It's like, it's a really interesting transition.
Yeah.
And it's hard for any small business owner to go through that because you're so used to doing that, right? You started in 04.
Yeah.
This is 2 years ago. It's more, it's like 13 years. I'm just very curious on like what flipped to made you have to do that. Well, like, was it outside work? Was it inside?
Why I had to start handing off responsibility.
Yeah, why 2 years ago versus...
Well, it was a combination of a couple things. A couple of our customers, we have a couple big clothing companies in town that we print for. They work with a bunch of vendors that to get print work. They're real easy to work with. It's fun working with them, seeing their prints all over town. And so it was an easy customer to be like, let's start taking on more of their work. And like, it's real easy. It's a lot of reprints. And we started taking on a lot more of that. And to be able to accommodate for their needs, it was like, oh, okay, well, got to start hiring more people. And then it became more of trying to just manage it all, that I got to a point where I was just like, I'm spread too thin. I need to hand off the responsibility, really. And like, I was starting to go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I was just starting to, it was starting to affect everything.
Like,
where I
mentally
was just like,
you feel like, or
yeah,
like family or?
Yeah. Like just mentally, just being, getting to a point where I was, you know, it's like, I can't manage this all by myself. I want to still be able to provide for our customers that have big needs. We're very much like, I have always been like, we don't miss deadlines. We make sure that we are, if our customer needs something, we are there and ready to go. And that's great until there's too many of those people to take care of. And I'm like, okay, I got to make it so that there's other people. I can still do the ebb and flow if we need to stay late and work crazy and do something wild. I usually take that on. But over the last couple of years, I've been like, I need to make it so that I don't, this isn't everything in my life, you know, just making it, expanding so that I have not just work on my mind constantly.
Sure. Was there a lot of training or retraining or, you know, like getting people in the right place, you mentioned, to get there?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I did a lot of training side by side where it was like a lot of the people who are in place now, who are our managers, worked here when I was doing everything. And so it was very much like, all right, this is a role that I feel like would be a good fit for you, and like talked about it and made sure it felt like a good fit. And then it was like, let's do this side by side, show you everything, how to do it, why, all the things not to do, because I've definitely made all those mistakes. Trained them up to very much be like, I'm putting this responsibility in your hands because I trust you. It's all about, that's what it's all about,
yeah,
in my opinion, is, you know, knowing that I trust whatever you're doing, that you're going to do a good job, and that I'm going to take care of you, make sure that you're taken care of and respected as an employee. And kind of did that for like our office manager. We have a screen manager or pre-production manager that oversees everything on this side. And then Tim is our production manager who oversees all the actual production and just makes sure everything's moving.
Yeah, it's really interesting. If you were to go back and you did that again, would you have started that process earlier? Did you do it at the right time? Did you train right? Like, what would you have done better?
I like the way that I did it in terms of, I know because I was doing it all myself for so long, I feel like I know every detail of the way that everything goes and why it goes that way, to the point that it's easy to give input because I can be like, I see you're doing it this way, that's great, but I need you to do it this way because there's something that's either more efficient about that or something that is just better quality, better outcome. It makes me feel good about being able to have people in place where if I handed it off earlier, I would feel like I would have been almost out of the loop more. My concentration through all of this has been like the production and like the logistics and everything in the back end. And so being really on top of that was great, and I really liked that. I almost struggle more so now with it being overseeing, because I'm like, I want to get out there, like, you know, and it's kind of funny now to be on this end of it, you know, being where when we have someone new, I have someone else trained them, and it's really different.
Sure.
So I guess that was a long-winded way of saying I like the way that it's gone. I feel like there are things, like, if I had to do it again, I would probably, if I knew I was starting a business this size, I would be training earlier. Everything was so slow over all the years that it almost just kind of like, everything kind of like morphed into what the next step was, and then all of a sudden, whoa, here we are, you know? It's like a long process.
Yeah.
Long and slow, and that has worked well for us because we've never got in over our heads in any way, whether it was buying a piece of equipment or taking on some crazy like 30,000 piece order that we weren't ready for, or, you know, and it made it a lot more manageable with it being just slow, steady, and like making sure that we were doing everything that we were prepared for.
Very cool. Awesome, man. I appreciate the honesty on it, too.
Oh, yeah. That's my jam. Printavo has had a big part in allowing me to become more hands-off in the shop because I don't have to oversee everything, because we have the statuses set up. So when the work order is printed, they change the status from print work order to burn screens or count in blanks. And once that status is created, that position, so our pre-production manager on her iPad, on her calendar, it will show up now, oh, these screens need to be burned. She can then grab that information, be able to look at the work order, know to burn the screens. Once the screens are burned, change the status to blanks need counted. So then Rachel knows, I gotta count these in. Once they're counted, it's ready for scheduling. Once it's ready for scheduling, Tim can look at the calendar and be like, okay, these are all the jobs ready for scheduling. Everything is ready. We won't get it on press and find out, oh, we don't have the blanks, or, oh, we don't have all the screens ready. And so our whole workflow is set up with the statuses from that we have put into Printavo, and it makes life easy. Makes life real easy for us. And then at the end of the job, same, we do it where it then sends the customer the invoice, set it to complete. When it's done, send a survey, do the whole, all the way to the end of where the customer is, then they've taken a customer survey, they've paid their bill, they've done it all, and all we have to do is click a couple buttons. And it works well, and that's how we use it. I don't know, I like it.